leading the news this morning, millions of Americans are preparing for the worst as Hurricane Sandy bears down on the East Coast. It's expected to make landfall later this morning with winds of up to 140 kilometres an hour. Public transport systems have shut down. Thousands of flights have been cancelled and the New York Stock Exchange is closed. In New York City alone, almost 400,000 people have been told to evacuate and shelters have been set up in schools across the city. Two car bombs have killed at least 10 people in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Syrian jets have also been attacking rebel positions in the city in some of the heaviest bombardments this year. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's disappointed the four-day ceasefire in Syria has failed. A new report to be released today reveals many women are being punished for speaking out about sexual harassment at work. The report by the Human Rights Commission has found they are often labelled troublemakers by their colleagues, ostracised and sometimes even demoted. It says about one in five people have been sexually harassed at work in the last 5 years. The Defence Department has charged and reprimanded two soldiers for making violent and racist comments on Facebook. The comments were made in the wake of last month's Islamic protests in Sydney. 13 other soldiers from the Townsville-based 3rd Brigade have been formally counselled.